fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon and welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the second hour of the John Morris Show on Sunday, the 4th day of March, 2007. Welcome back. We have a special guest on hold, my friend, my mentor, Jim Likens. Jim is a multi-talented man. He does very professional video production and editing. He's my webmaster. He's an ordained minister. Jim is a guy that just can grab a hold of almost any kind of unusual project you can imagine and just take it by the horns and make it happen. And I'm really blessed to know him and have him be part of my life. Jim is undertaking a new project. That's why he's going to be on the air here momentarily. A new project to help Christian men share their beliefs and share their spiritual beliefs with other men who either they're not Christians now or they've fallen away because of the feminization of the Christian church. And this is a project to help bring these Christian men back into the fold, so to speak, and do so in a way that's really attractive to any healthy male. With no further ado, Jim Likens, are you there, sir?
I'm here, John.
Welcome to the show.
Good. I appreciate your kind words, and I especially appreciate being called your mentor. That's very humbling.
Well, I am the one who's humbled, sir. I was hoping your link would be up on my page here, but I don't see it yet.
Hit your refresh button.
Hit my refresh button.
Yeah.
You see, you're mentoring me as we speak.
Yeah. It's.
Let's see here. Okay, I hit the refresh button, and I'm still not seeing it. So maybe my computer's just going too slow here.
Okay. Well, if anybody else has got a faster computer, when you go to www.thelibertyman.com, you'll, on the right side of the page, you'll see a graphic that says Centurion with a Centurion's helmet.
Okay. Oh, there it is on the homepage.
On your homepage. Yeah, not on the links. Yeah.
We got a break. Everybody, stay tuned. We'll be right back and talk about Centurion.
You got headaches?
Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, that's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now. 1-800-313-9443.
All right. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Before we jump back in here to interviewing Jim, I neglected to give out the phone number to get the AMSOIL products. So for the time being, it'll be Evelyn Brown at this number, 800-303-5902, 800-303-5902. In a week or two, I'll be a distributor for this, but in the meantime, give Evelyn a call, and she'd be glad to talk to you during normal business hours. Jim Likens, are you there, sir?
I'm here.
Tell us, now, how did this is a very unique concept. I've seen a lot of different Christian programs, but I have to admit, my friend, what you've done is unique, it is neat, it is very timely because of the falling away of men with a normal amount of testosterone in their bodies from the church because it's become so feminine. Now, tell us about this concept and how it got going.
Well, first, let me talk about what you just said. There's a number of books on the market today. One is entitled Why Men Hate Going to Church by a man by the name of Dick Morrell, who points out that in the church today, church worship services and so forth are designed for women, and George Barna in his surveys and whatever that he's done over the last 5 years finds that each year fewer men are going to church and more men are saying church is for women. And so that being the case, last year about this time, in fact today, I was flying back from Madagascar, and I had to do a presentation for a a ministry here in St. Louis called Family Shield Ministry, and I have this character I do called Julius, and he's a centurion. And well, I borrowed a costume from a church here, but they didn't have a sword, so I ordered a sword before I left for Madagascar on the internet, a Roman gladius sword, and I got it, and I really wanted to take it on the airplane with me and play with it, but you know how the TSA is, you know.
Well, surely you just.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, so one night in Madagascar, I couldn't go to sleep, and I was laying there thinking about this sword, and what came to my mind was in Ephesians 6, where Paul talks about, finally be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power, and put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. And he talks in there about putting on the belt of truth, the shoes of the gospel, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and finally take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, which is the only offensive element in this thing of the armor of God. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, all Christians are involved in this battle, but especially pastors. Every week that a pastor preaches, he is utilizing the sword of the Spirit against the powers and principalities of darkness that would seek to destroy the world and take everybody to hell. And I thought, what a neat retirement gift that would be if I could take one of these swords and have engraved on it Spirit of Gladius and put it on a mount and put a plaque on it that would say to Reverend John Jones in appreciation of 50 years of ministry presented by whatever the congregation would be. And a couple days later, I thought, well, wait a minute. Why give this to pastors who are retiring? Why not make this a gift to every pastor at his first church so he can remember that he is fighting a battle of life and death? It's not about being popular. It's not about the color of carpet in the fellowship hall. It's not about the latest top 10 list of contemporary Christian music and who's going to be our drummer next week. It's about life and death. It's about the powers and principalities of darkness. And, you know, today in our society and in the books and the video that you have about terrorism, what the government isn't telling you and so forth, there is a religious organization that calls us Satan. And it's called the Radical Islam. And how do we, as Christians, defend ourselves? And well, we can use bombs and all this other stuff, but in the final analysis, it is the sword of the Spirit.
Absolutely.
Well, then I got to thinking, well, what if any Christian man had an opportunity to place one of these items in his office, in his home, wherever, that somebody would ask what the two words that are engraved on the blade in Latin mean? Now, John, you live here in the St. Louis area, and no doubt you've read in the Post-Dispatch or seen on television about the silver carp in the Mississippi River.
Oh, yes.
You know, they were originally put in catfish ponds in Mississippi to keep the algae down, and when the floods of 93 happened, they started moving up the Mississippi River. And for those of your listeners who aren't familiar with these silver carp, they can get up to like 40 pounds, and there's one thing that they hate, and that's a motorboat. And
right.
So these people up around Alton, which is about 20 miles north of St. Louis, that's where they are now, they're going down the river in their bullet boats and whatever, and all of a sudden one of these fish decide they don't like it, so they jump out of the water, and they've broken noses and arms, and they've knocked people out of boats. Well,
right.
Jesus said to his disciples, I'll make you fishers of men. And usually when we think of that, we think of hooks and nets, and we got to have our radar, and we got to have our bass boat. But what if the fish were jumping in the boat?
Right.
With this Spiritus Gladius, it is designed for the fish to jump in the boat. Now, John, you and I, you know, we talk here recently, I was telling you about a situation that I was going through, and you didn't hesitate by saying, Jim, I'll pray for you. Well,
right.
You know, you can have two Christian women talking about their problems. You know, my husband's driving me nuts. The kids are doing this and that. And she starts crying, and the other Christian lady will reach across the table in the kitchen where they're drinking coffee, and she'll say, can I have a prayer with you? And a lot of times you get two Christian men, and the guy's saying, my wife's driving me nuts, the kids are doing this, the boss is doing this, and the other guy says, man, that's tough, let's go have a beer. You know?
Right. I know.
And what I want to do with the Spiritus Gladius in an organization called the Order of the Centurion is to provide opportunities for men to do what they need to do, and that is to utilize the sword of the Spirit against the powers and principalities of darkness. And the best way they can do that is like the centurion at the cross when Jesus was crucified. What he said was, surely this was the Son of God. Now, people don't really understand the import of what he said. Caesar's official name was Divus Filius, which was Son of God.
Right.
That was his official title. And what that centurion did when he said that was he committed treason. The soldier standing behind him could have taken his sword out and ran him through and killed him because he was denying that Caesar Tiberius was God and that this man who had a sign above him that said he was the king of the Jews, that the centurion said, no, this man is the Son of God.
Right.
And I want men... Go ahead, John.
I say he, at that point, he'd be denying the divinity of Caesar.
Absolutely.
Right.
And he was fighting the powers and principalities of darkness. You know, Caesar, or Satan, one of his titles in the Greek is Abaddon, which is the... not Abaddon, that's the destroyer. There's another one, the great deceiver. And this centurion didn't buy the deception. And Christian men, you know, it's time. And if there's men listening that here today that don't go to church because they're tired of it, because they don't like how it is, you know, I read one statement that Mr. Murrow wrote in his book. He said, "Men and young adults are drawn to risk, challenge, and adventure. But these right. things are discouraged in the local church. Instead, most congregations offer a safe, nurturing community, an oasis of stability and predictability, and studies show that women and seniors gravitate towards these things. When Jesus said, go into the world, when Jesus said, take up your cross, this is not a mamby-pamby sissy thing that Christian men are doing. It's a matter of life and death."
Absolutely. Well, this program and these swords have a lot of appeal, and to my listeners, it should have tremendous appeal because there's nothing wimpy about this. If a Roman centurion was to pick up one of these swords, and I have, there'd be no doubt in his mind what he's picked up. He's picked up a real sword that could be really taken into battle. It's no toy. This is a real sword with good quality steel.
Those people who might have the internet right now, if they can minimize the Windows Media or whatever they're listening to, and go to your website and click on the Centurion link, and it'll take them to SpiritusGladius.com.
Right.
And then if they click on the where it says at the top of the page to learn more about the Spiritus Gladius, click there. They can see the sword with the engraving on it and so forth. And this is a fine sword. This is not something that's stamped out of it's not stamped out of sheet metal, nor is it a cast aluminum phony. This sword is made by artisans who not only
it's a real thing. Yeah, it is a real thing. One of the things that and talking about the feminization of these churches, it seems like the pastors have given up the interior decor to women who favor all these pastel colors and the type of interior decor that real men with normal levels of testosterone simply don't like to be around. Well, we don't, you know, we don't. But a businessman can have this in his office and present the message in a manly way.
Yeah.
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back after the break.
ladies and gentlemen, if you have a garden, if you know somebody that has a garden, if you have a farm, if you know somebody that has a farm, any kind of farm, whether it's row crops, fruit trees, tomatoes, hog farm, they need to know about BioZymeAg.com, BioZymeAg.com. A unique line of products for agriculture, whether you're growing tomatoes in a 5-gallon plastic bucket or you have 5,000 acres in wheat or alfalfa, potatoes, doesn't matter, hog farm, there will be products here that will help you have a better quality product without the use of chemical fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides. BioZymeAg.com. They have a phone number, 785-628-6435. I say again, 785-628-6435. That's BioZymeAg.com. Check them out. You'll be glad you did.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 4th day of March, 2007. If you want to see a photo of this beautiful sword, you can go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Top right hand side of the web of the homepage, you'll see the box there with the centurion helmet. Let me go back and look at that again here, so I can describe it to you. Yeah, the centurion helmet in full color, and the order of the centurion in written on top of the sword there. Click on that and you can read all about it. Now, Jim, you've got a phone number. Some of our people don't have internet access. What's that phone number people can call during normal business hours, Monday through Friday?
314-308-5203.
And I say that for you again, 314-308-5203.
Yes.
Jim, this is a live call-in show. We have a caller on hold. You ready for a caller?
You bet.
Okay. Jeff from Vermont. Are you there, Jeff?
Yes, John. How you doing?
Please, go ahead.
Jim, I just wanted to make a couple comments on your thing about why people aren't going to church and kind of a manly thing. It seems to me that people that really find the truth out know that a lot of this organized religion that's here nowadays is nothing but, you know, malarkey. And like the Catholics, the Mormons, and a lot of the Baptists, I mean, people, it seems like the weak-minded go there, and and you can't, people, they don't even read the Bible. I mean, they just get fed what the pastor says, and that's true, and it's totally not true. And I have a question for you. What do you think about 501c3 churches, if you're familiar with that concept? And what do you think about the state of Israel and the Pharisees and that aspect about it?
Well, first on the 501c3 churches, are you talking about these churches that are started by an individual?
Or they're all corporations in bed with the state or the federal government, the IRS. You know, I mean,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of things. You know, a lot of the churches say Romans 13. That's, you know, whatever is Caesar's, you have to give to Caesar. I mean, why?
Jim, I think let me interrupt. Jim, I think he's referring to the tax exempt status of churches in general, which is almost all churches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let me just comment on that. You know, the Leukemia Foundation, the Diabetes Foundation, there's all sorts of nonprofit organizations, and in the IRS documents that constitutes a nonprofit organization is that the organization is doing something of value to the community. When you look, for instance, at Katrina, let's say, people were screaming, where was FEMA, where was the government, where was the state government, where was the city government, why weren't the buses used? Within hours of Katrina, I'm a pastor in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, within hours of Katrina making landfall, there were semis that were leaving an organization called Orphan Grain Train in Norfolk, Nebraska, with pallets and pallets and pallets of food and water. And they were on the ground there a day and a half after Katrina hit. Nobody said, where are the churches? And I believe, you know, what churches do in their social ministry certainly qualifies them for tax-exempt status. Now, when you talk about Israel and the Pharisees, are you talking at the time of Jesus or today?
I think there's a lot of indication in the Talmud. I'm not sure if you're sure if you're familiar with that book. It was the holy book and the law of the Jewish people, and what they say about Gentiles chills the blood of me, and it should chill the blood of a lot of Christians. And I'm not sure if they're aware of their true intentions. I don't know. I'm not going to go into detail. I think if you make a pact with Zionism in Israel, I think you should do a lot of research and study upon that subject before a pastor makes a decision on who these people are and what they represent, you know, and go into it with an open mind and absolute integrity and make your own decision about it. This is what the thing is. People don't understand what's their motivation to create a Judeo-Christian membership. I mean, It's sick. These people, some of these people, I'm not saying 95% of the people are good, but there's an echelon of people that don't care about Christians or care about Gentiles.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
the sad thing is it's not necessarily some of these other people thinking of this. It's the fact that Christianity, in many cases, has gotten to the point that conciliation is what Christianity is about. And so the whole ecumenical movement, and if you look at the prayer service that happened in Yankee Stadium after 9/11,
yeah.
You had Christians, you had Jews, you had Muslims, you had Sikhs, you had Hindus, you had Buddhists, and there was this concept, and Oprah Winfrey, bless her poor little heart, has this concept that all roads lead to God, and that's not true.
You're absolutely right.
Well, Oprah's not the only one.
Well, yeah,
that
but
out.
I use
the President of the United States has made some similar statements.
And you know, there are even people in my church.
Hold on, gentlemen. We got a break coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, that's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 4th day of March, 2007. We're visiting with my friend, Jim Likens, the gentleman who's come up with a very unique and positive idea to help Christian men share their beliefs with other men and help them understand that Christianity is for real men and not just for the women and men who will tolerate the feminization of the church. Jim, are you still there, sir?
Still here.
Let's try to wrap up this question from Jeff in Vermont so that we can move on. And he had a question about the theology and of what's going on with 501c3 status of these churches. And we're kind of drifting around here. Let's get back to where we were before the break so we can conclude this.
Well, Jeff, I just want to finish up by saying that, where I am in life and what I read in Scripture is Jesus is very definite about his word. In Revelation 1:16, when John first sees him, he says that in his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp double-edged sword. In Hebrews, we read that the word of God is a double-edged sword, penetrating, even dividing soul to spirit in Revelation 2:16. Repent, therefore, otherwise I will soon come to you and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. And the sword of his mouth is his word. And the word is true. And, you know, the pastors, the people, and the congregations that don't want to accept that, deal with it, or believe it, it will be theirs to explain to Christ on Judgment Day.
All right.
Okay,
Thank you, Jim. Jeff, we appreciate your call, sir.
Thank you.
And keep listening. Thank you, sir. Jim, getting back to the sword and the concept of the Spiritus Gladius, a lot of our listeners out there, they're businessmen. A lot of them are men who are retired. We have men who are blue-collar workers. Regardless of your situation, if you're a blue-collar worker and don't have an office, you could put this in your home in a suitable location where when you have male visitors, you could share this with them. If you do have an office, of course, you could put it up in your office in a prominent place. And there's no normal male I know, and I've been in men's offices who have swords. There's no normal man I know that can't walk into an office environment and see this on display and ask questions and comment on it. It grabs your attention. It absolutely grabs your attention, and that's the intent, isn't it?
You're absolutely right. And the products that I have available for the man who wants one just to set on his mantle at home, or if he's got a den at home, I have a version that comes with its laser engraved on the blade, the Spiritus Gladius, and if people are at the store page, they can see that. It also comes with a stand. It also comes with vinyl letters if they want to put on the bottom of the stand, Spiritus Gladius, in order to entice the person to ask the question, to be the motorboat that the fish jump into.
Right.
For those who are professional or have an office or something, there is the what I call the ultimate Spiritus Gladius, which is mounted on a two-tone American hardwood back with the patent-pending locking brackets on it, where a child, for instance, cannot take this sword out and play with it.
Well, even a fairly clever teenager would have difficulty figuring this out. I've seen this locking mechanism, and it's very well done. It's made out of machined metal, and you'd have to be pretty bright to figure out and look, and it'd take quite a while to examine it and figure out how to get the sword out of there.
Well, plus you'd need the tools.
Unless you're going to destroy the entire thing, right?
Yeah.
To take it out surreptitiously is almost impossible.
And also the way the plaque mounts on the wall, it comes with walnut plugs that once the
They're set 16 inches on center.
Right. They're set 16 inches on center. You can put them right into studs, or if you want to center it in the room and there doesn't happen to be studs there, mounting hardware comes with it. And once it's mounted and the plugs are inserted, I recommend that those plugs be glued in. If you're going to move, and I send another set of plugs. If you're going to move, take a pair of pliers and being careful not to mar the finish, but take those plugs out and take it off the wall. But this is designed to mount on the wall that if somebody did want to take it, they're going to have to take the sheetrock.
Well, it's impressive.
Now, I want to say something, John, for the women who might be listening. And we've talked about the feminization of Christianity, and when I was a pastor in a parish, the people that I could count on the most were the women. And I think Jesus knew that too, because the first person he revealed himself to after he rose from the dead was a woman.
Right.
And it's not that I'm not a woman hater, I'm not this or that, but when it comes to the role of the leader of the family, you know, Paul said, husbands, love your wife as Christ loved the church and laid down his life for it.
Right.
As men, both as pastors and as men of congregations, it is the responsibility of men to fight the battle. And it's been that way for a long time. I mean, you know, we are seeing women on battlefields and in certain roles and whatever, but, you know...
That's a huge mistake, but go ahead.
Well, yeah, and what I was going to say, when you were in Vietnam, there weren't any women Green Berets, were there?
No. No, there weren't. This is kind of a short... We'll make this about a 60-second digression. The only way women can get through Green Beret training is if all physical standards are either done away with or severely modified.
Yeah.
That's the only way. But go ahead.
Well, I want to make it clear. You know, I love women. I really do. In fact, I have one I go to bed with every night. It's called my wife.
Right.
You know, a wonderful woman, Mary is. But the men have abdicated the responsibility to grow the church. You know, let the women go out and do evangelism calls. I know I've seen so many churches where the evangelism committee is primarily all women.
Right.
And this is a way that men can become a witness. You know, Jesus said, if you testify before men, I will testify before my Father. Dude, have you ever, John, understood the significance of the word testify?
Oh, in my profession all the time.
Okay, well, where it comes from the Latin, it comes from the same word that the word testicles come from.
No kidding.
And in ancient Rome, in the Roman Empire, when a man was going to testify of the truth, the way that he would say, you know, in a court of law, we have people put their hand on the Bible or whatever it is, and
okay.
I swear to tell the whole truth. Back then, there weren't Bibles to put things on. What a man did to show his veracity and his honesty and that he was telling the truth and that this was very important.
I think I know what's coming. Go ahead.
and you know, we see jocks do it as a joke and whatever, but a man would grab his testicles to show that this I'm telling you the truth, and that's where the word testify comes from.
No kidding.
Yeah. So, we can go into all sorts of other things about that, which I'm not right now, but this is a way to testify that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that a man is not afraid to be like that Roman centurion. And I know a lot of your listeners, John, are you know, ex-military. A lot of people that listen to you and visit your website have been in positions of putting their life on the line.
That's right, they have.
You know, when I was in high school, I enrolled in a pre-ministerial program to be a minister and got a deferment and. I had a lot of friends who went to Vietnam, and a number of them are now engraved on that wall in Washington, D.C.
Right.
And but, you know, my friends who came back, some of them came back really shot up, wounded, all sorts of problems. It always amazed me, you know, what would it be like to go into a jungle, to go into a village, to be like those brave men on D-Day and get out of those landing craft and walk into machine guns, what would it be like? You know, how do you deal with that fear? Well, in 1985, I was in Africa on a filming trip and got caught in a coup in Monrovia, Liberia, and one night was accused of breaking curfew and taken out in the street, and a very drunk soldier put an M16 to my head and said, "I'm going to kill you now." And when I got back, I had a man in my congregation who had received a Bronze Star in Vietnam. He was a member of my church.
Right.
And when I told the story, what he did was he gave me his Bronze Star ribbon.
No kidding.
You know, when I was growing up, I had a very sick father who three times tried to kill me. One time had me cornered in a bathroom and shot at me eight times with a Beretta 380 and missed.
Oh.
But, you know, that guy with the M16, I knew he meant it. You know, my father, you know, he shot at me and he did this and that. But, you know, maybe he missed on purpose, but this guy wasn't going to miss.
Life in Africa is cheap. Life in Africa is cheap.
Yeah, it is. And a captain stopped him. But, you know, that was nothing compared to the courage that it often takes a man. I think a man sometimes would be more willing to put his life on the line than to initiate a conversation about Jesus Christ. And the great thing about the Spiritus Gladius, he doesn't have to do anything.
Right.
All he needs to do is get one of these and set it somewhere and let the fish jump in the boat.
Absolutely.
Now, what they'll get when they get these, and I'm still in the process of writing it, but they will get a short little paper, somewhat like your No Need to Panic paper, that will assist them in their basic training, if you will, and their advanced individual training of how to do this and not have to take a deep breath.
Well, that'll be real helpful, Jim, because that would be the next step is how to train these men to share their faith. And that's wonderful that you're going to provide that also.
Well, and then also, and I'm still working on this, and when you were in my office a couple weeks ago, we were talking about it, the Order of the Centurion, which I want to be a national organization that Christian men can belong to, that they can gather together and they can learn God's word in order that they are truly armed with the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And the Spiritus Gladius, which we have, which I have here, which people can purchase, is really nothing but a type. I need to ask,
are there restrictions for these being shipped to certain states where the liberals are in control, like Massachusetts or places like that?
No.
Or not? Okay.
No. No. But a type in biblical theology is a shadow. For instance, the Lamb of God that was sacrificed at the Passover before the children of Israel left Egypt was a type of Christ. It was a preview of coming attractions. It was a shadow.
Right.
And the Spiritus Gladius sword is simply a shadow of the most powerful weapon in the world, which is the Word of God. And you know, in the great hymn that Martin Luther wrote, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, there's a line in there, I think, in the first verse or the last verse that says, and it's talking about Satan, and it says, one little word can fell him, can destroy him.
Right.
And I was listening to a man doing a Bible study on a radio, and he asked this group, what was that word? And people were saying Jesus and this and that. And he said, no, just one word, liar. That's the word that destroys Satan, liar. And, oh, what a blessing it would be if through your program here, just today, we can find one man who will have the courage to put a Spiritus Gladius on display and to say Jesus Christ is the Son of God and to shove it in Satan's face and say, you, sir, are a liar.
Absolutely, Jim. And the impact one man can have is we just can't measure it.
No.
We can't measure the impact that one man having this sword on the wall of his home or his office can have on everything else. It just cannot be measured.
Well, you know, and, you know, to give a modern-day example of that, I was reading when the whole thing about the bird flu was going on and if it mutates to humans and so forth, and there was a thing I saw on, I don't know if it was Discovery or one of the cable networks, of what if one person got on an airplane in, let's say, Bangkok with a virus that had transmutated where it could be spread from human to human, and they sneezed on that airplane. It was estimated like in 2 weeks there would be 4 million deaths from that one person.
Right.
And, you know, we read that all the time, but one person saying Jesus Christ is the Son of God, what, you know, in the book, I have a new product, too, I'm coming up with, going to be a marketing called Canceled. And it's based upon the verses from Colossians 2, verses 13 and 14, which says, he has forgiven our sins. The written code, which is the law, which stood against us, he's taking it away and nailed it to the cross. It's done away with. When Jesus said it is finished, he meant it is finished. The church began then, but the law which condemned us before our Father in heaven was done away with. And even today for myself, there are things in my life that I have done that sometimes when I lay down at night, Satan drags them up out of the pit of hell and he rubs them in my face. And I can really feel bad, but John wrote in 1 John 3:20, even when our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart. You know, I think, again, talking about your listeners who might have had military experience, who've been on the battlefield, you know, there's things that happen that are hard to let go of. And God says, I'm greater than your heart. Even if your heart condemns you, I'm greater than your heart. I've got it taken care of. It's done away with. It's canceled. And I don't know about anybody else.
So hold that thought, Jim. The call number is 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need to tell you about what's going on with Freeze Dry Guy. His line continues to expand and contract according to what you guys are ordering out there. Beef, chicken, diced beef, beef stew, eggs, cottage cheese, peas, pork chops. This is the highest grade freeze-dried food that money can buy at a deep, deep discount. It does not get any better than that. Like I tell people, and I've been saying this for months, shop the competition, find out what they've got and how much it costs, then visit freezedryguy.com and check it out. You'll be very glad you did. freezedryguy.com. If you don't have internet access, give them a call at 530-265-8333. I say again, 530-265-8333. Otherwise, go to freezedryguy.com. You'll be glad you did. Best quality products at rock-bottom prices.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John
live on the air,
call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. We're wrapping up the show here. Well, Jim, we've covered a lot of territory here, and we've just got a couple minutes left. I want to stress for all the men out there, ladies, if you want to get one of these for the man in your life, you need to do this. This is a high quality, I would say, I might even go so far as say museum quality sword that looks like something a Roman gladiator centurion would have carried 2,000 years ago. Now Jim, what is your phone number Monday through Friday during normal business hours for people to call you?
314-308-5203.
And we've got a link at my website, thelibertyman.com, on my homepage, top right-hand side, very prominent. You'll see the Centurion helmet. Click onto it, and you'll see the entire story, nice full-color photographs. And Jim, of course, is my webmaster and does an excellent job in putting this all together. Jim, this is going to be, you've got some financial backing that this is really going to become a really big deal really quick, isn't it?
Well, I have, right now my financial banking's my credit card.
Well, I know, but you're talking.
We're working on that, and yes, it is. God willing, and you know, for to get started for $74.95 with just the engraved sword, the scabbard, and the stand. What a marvelous way. You know, if a wife wants to get her husband involved in something and get him back to Christianity, man, get him a sword, and we'll send him all the material about it. And online, they can either pay with a credit card, or they can do an electronic check.
Well, I know men's wives are similar to mine. It comes to a birthday or something. She's clueless as to what to get me because I've got it. You know, if I want something, I just go get it. She's clueless. And what do you need? You know. And well, I don't need anything. This is something any man, any normal man with a healthy adult male, would just love to have this and be proud to have it displayed in his home or his office. Absolutely.
I've heard that from people. You know, I take this and I show this to men, and I want one. I want one.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
because typically women end up buying trinkets that we don't really want or need. That we try to be gracious and grateful that we got some trinket for a birthday. This is no trinket. This is absolutely no trinket. So, gentlemen, buy it for yourself. Ladies, buy it for the man in your life. And this is a gift that won't be forgotten. This will be on display in a prominent place in any man's home or office the rest of their life.
Well, this is something that will become a family heirloom.
Absolutely.
You know, the kids will fight over at the funeral.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more. This is unique.
You know,
we live in a world with, you know, we buy all this plastic junk at Walmart that we surround ourselves with, electronic trinkets and so forth. This is something that will become a family heirloom.
Well, before we get into mass production, John, every one of these are made by my sweet little hands.
Jim, I thank you for your time. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time for this show and this week. Jim, thank you very much. And ladies and gentlemen, y'all be safe, and God bless America.
Got headaches.